Listen to Caroline talking about her problem in the phone-in show Speak Out and circle true or false.
Hi, this is Caroline speaking. My problem is definitely my sister Amy. She is 1 year younger than I am. She makes my life a horror. She's such a messy person, and unfortunately I have to share a room with her. Imagine all her clothes, her school things, everything is scattered on the floor and on her desk. Her wardrobe is a mess. She never finds anything, and that is why she always uses my pens, biros, pencils, and so on, and wears my clothes. Last week, she even cut holes into my jeans because she couldn't find her jeans, and she likes jeans better with holes in them. But I can't wear them. I find it awful when your knees peep out. Nevertheless, she's always picking on me, and we quarrel a lot. My parents are really angry about the mess in our room, and last week, we were even grounded, and I wasn't allowed to see my friends. And that was all because of her. It wasn't my mess, but I had to tidy up her things too. It was so unfair. The next thing is that we haven't got the same taste in music. I'm into reggae, indie and pop, whereas my sister is into heavy metal, the louder the better. I've talked to her many times, but it's useless. She carries on as if I hadn't complained.
I must admit that your problem is rather serious and that your sister is really unfair to you. The only thing you can do is talk to your parents and tell them about your problem. They can't ignore that. Tell them that you really need a room of your own and that you are not willing to accept your sister the way she is and suffer because of her mistakes. But here is a caller on air who wants to give you some advice.
Hi, this is Ronald speaking. I'm calling from London. To my mind, you shouldn't quarrel with your sister. Perhaps you should sort things out. I'd advise to give her a second chance.
Thanks for your advice, Ronald, but I definitely won't give my sister another chance. She's had enough. There's nothing more I can do.
Caroline, I wish you good luck with talking to your parents. And as time is up again, I'd like to thank all our listeners and callers. And please join me again next Friday at 6:00.